you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. A prayer answering God. Hallelujah. 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 We love you tonight, Lord. Well, hallelujah. It's good to be in the house of the Lord, isn't it? Hallelujah. Has the Lord been good to you? He ain't never done me nothing but good. Hallelujah. I'm so glad to be a Christian, ain't you? Amen. One of God's chosen people. Amen. I'm just thankful to be here tonight. Thankful for all of God's marvelous grace that He reached down one day and He saved my soul. I'm so thankful that He saw fit to save me. Amen. I got to thinking, singing that song earlier about God's not through with me, with you. I thought about Genesis there, where he saw that the evil of man was continually, and that he had to make a decision. God had to make a decision. Will I remodel or will I start over? And he decided to remodel. Hallelujah. I remember, you know, there in Jeremiah chapter 18, where he talks about that clay that was in the hand of the potter. And it says that he seen that the clay was marred in his hands. But that man made a decision that he is going to remodel. Hallelujah. Anybody that's ever done any carpentry works knows that it's a lot easier just to start over than it is to remodel. But I'm glad that God seen fit to remodel my life. When sin had marred it, amen, and the devil was through with it, God seen fit to remodel. Hallelujah. I believe he's still in the remodeling business, don't you? I believe he could remodel somebody tonight that feels like it's not worth it. Amen. That it feels like it's not worth starting over. Amen. But God still knows how to remodel a soul. Amen. That the devil scarred. Hallelujah. He still knows how to remodel. Let's turn to the book of Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 30. Well, it's so good to be in the house of the Lord with you tonight. Praise God. Appreciate this opportunity to be able to preach. Thank you, Pastor, for your confidence. 1 Samuel, chapter number 30. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, I've enjoyed the service thus far. The presence of the Lord that's been with us here tonight. Amen. 1 Samuel 30. Start in verse number 1. Kind of skip down through here. And it says, "And it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south, and had smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire, and had taken the women captives that were therein. They slew not any, neither great or small, but carried them away and went on their way." And then verse number 8 says, "And David inquired at the Lord, saying, Shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, Pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all." Verse number 11. And they found an Egyptian in the field, and brought him to David, and gave him bread, and he did eat. And they made him drink water, and they gave him a piece of a cake of figs, and two clusters of raisins. And when he had eaten, his spirit came again to him, for he had eaten no bread, nor drunk any water 3 days and 3 nights. And David said unto him, To whom belongest thou, and whence art thou? And he said, I am a young man of Egypt, a servant to an Amalekite, and my master left me because 3 days agone I fell sick. Let's pray and ask the Lord to help us tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much, Lord, to be in your house. Thank you for everything that you've already done. Lord, I pray that you would just continue to have your way. Lord, give us an altar tonight. I pray, get me out of the way, Lord, and glorify yourself. May the cross do the work. Oh, in the name of Jesus, we worship you and we praise you and we glorify your name for it, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for standing for the reading of the word of the Lord. Amen. Tonight in our text we read of the great man that we all can relate to, David. We relate to him and his successes, and we relate to him and his failures, the great things that David done and his mistakes. We seem to all fall in love with David. Hallelujah. But David, here we find him, has been out on the spoil and comes back home, and everything has been taken, and what was left was burnt to the ground. Hallelujah. David is in a place here that is none of us would want to be in. None of us would want to be David here. We'd like to be David after, you know, he killed Goliath there and how he sits on his throne through his great times. But right here, we just wouldn't want to be David. Hallelujah. Amen. These people spake of stoning him and even killing him. And David found one place. He said he encouraged himself in the Lord. Hallelujah. That's the only place to encourage yourself. You know what? Amen. Hallelujah. But here we find David. And he asked the Lord, he said, Lord, what in the world am I going to do? Can I get anything back? And the Lord said, pursue after him, for doubtless you'll recover all. Hallelujah. Ain't you glad God means all and all and all? Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Amen. Then we find David on his pursuit to take down the enemy that God said, go get him. In verse number 11, we find him, and he says that they come across this field, and they're going through this field, and they find a poor Egyptian boy lost in the middle of this field. And if I can preach just a little while tonight, I want to preach on lost in a field. Hallelujah. Lost in a field. And they found an Egyptian in the field. Amen. Notice the state of this Egyptian. Amen. This poor little Egyptian slave here, amen, was very sick. He found himself in a low, low place. Hallelujah. Amen. If you ask him how he was, he'd say, I'm sick, I'm empty, and I'm all alone. Hallelujah. Amen. That, my friend, is where sin always leaves every soul. Hallelujah. Amen. You see that there is pleasure in sin, but for a season. Amen. It's like jumping off of a cliff. The joy ride down. That is the pleasure in sin. Hallelujah. It's always a downward spiral, and it always leaves you in a sick, lonely place. Hallelujah. That is where sin has left every soul that it is ever, amen, put its hands on. My friend, it will leave you in the same place. Amen. Every soul. Oh, God, help us. Church, would it be all right if I preach to one soul tonight? Would it be all right if I deliver my soul if it's just for one? Hallelujah. That's my burden tonight. Amen. Praise God. Amen. But David found him, amen, in this field. He was sick. He was all alone, and he had nothing. Amen. Nothing to take him. Amen. And lift him up. Amen. Notice where he was. It says that he fell down. Amen. Sin not only leaves you sick, amen, but it takes you to a low, low place. Amen. I can name the men that some of my friends that I grew up around, like Cody Gammon, that could preach a lot better than I. Amen. But my friend today, amen, sin's dirty claws have took him down to a low place. And if you seen him today, you would not even know that he knew a God. Amen. Look at John Mooney, a man that I sat on the front pew with. Amen. And shouted with, amen. But today, he's so drunk, amen, and so strung out, amen. Sean don't even know where he is. What about Joseph Caldwell? My friend, sin always takes you down, and it takes you down fast, amen. And devil always has a plan for every soul. Oh God, amen, amen. He said, look at where he was, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He fell. He said, I fell sick. Hallelujah. Oh my God. If we could realize where our situations always take us, sin always takes us, amen, to that low, low, lonely place. Amen. Look at the poor young man that left home with all the goods that life would need him. Amen. But sin took him down. Amen. Look at Samson. Sin took him down. Look at Jonah. Sin took him down. Amen. Look at Saul. Sin took him down. Amen. My friend, sin's still doing the same thing. That's what the devil's plan is to steal, kill, and to destroy. Amen. But I come tonight looking through a field to try to find somebody. And you may be saying, I'm so sick of the way I am. I'm tired of being where I am. My friend, you can get out of that field. I said, God wants to bring you up tonight. Hallelujah. In Romans 6 and 23, it says that the wages of sin is death. That is to say that if you go through any grocery store today and you pick out a product, you must leave, but you will pay for it. Amen. That is the way it is with sin, my friend. You can pick out a sin, but remember, you got to pay for it. You got to pay for it. Hallelujah. Amen. That's the way sin is. That's the way life is. Amen. But the gift of God is eternal life. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. That's the way that life is. Amen. Every man must meet Jesus Christ one day. And we're going to have to tally everything up. And somebody's going to pay for it. I'd rather let Jesus, wouldn't you? Amen. He's already purchased our salvation on Calvary. Amen. Look at this young man. Here he was. Amen. He had been in this field for 3 days. Amen. Hot, dry. Amen. Nothing to drink, nothing to eat. Amen. Out there all alone. Amen. With nowhere to go. Amen. Look at his state. I mean, he was sick as could be. Amen. It says that the Spirit came again. That speaks of over there when Samson was almost dead. Amen. And his Spirit came again. Amen. He was almost dead. He was almost too far gone.